Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Just quickly, by way of review, I have so many things I want to share with you this morning from Hebrews 13, verse number 4. Let me read this verse, and then I'll just review a little bit what we did last week. Hebrews 13, verse number 4. Marriage is honorable and all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Again, just by way of review, and I'm going to read most of this, and then I have some other things I want to add to it. This is one verse that speaks to the most important institution on planet Earth, and that's the institution of marriage. You be careful how I say this and understand what I'm saying. This even is more important than the church, in that as go the home, so goes the church. You understand that Jesus loved the church. He gave his life for it. But the marriage institution was the first thing he set up. Was a man and wife, and we talked about that last week. Marriage is to be between a man and a woman. But anyway, it's the most important institution on earth, because as goes the marriage, so goes the church, so goes society, so goes the nation. And you see it falling apart here in America. You know, marriages that are not just falling, they can't even define what a marriage is. They can't define what a woman is. These awful things that are going, it all ties in with this institution of marriage and how important it is. If this one verse is not only read but followed, there would be much happier homes, less divorce, less poverty, and less crime. There's so much could be said there. It'd be a much better world to live in. Marriage is the foundation to society and to churches. If marriages are destroyed, churches struggle, society crumbles. Marriage is ordained and instituted by God himself before the church and even before government. And we read this in the book of Genesis. We're going to go there in just a moment. The word marriage means a wedding or a marriage festival and matrimony. Again, we looked at this last week. It has to be between a man and a woman. Society has perverted and has tried to change and destroy this divine union of a man and woman. But God has never changed, neither has the word of God changed. Marriage is honorable. The word honorable means precious. And we looked at that. It's the same word that Peter used in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 19. But with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and spot. That same word, honorable, is the same word that Peter used describing the precious blood of Christ. It's honorable. It's precious. This union of marriage is precious in the sight of God. And matter of fact, in that verse it says marriage is honorable in all. I made this statement last week. I hope nobody was kind of, I won't say offended, but put off by this. But marriage is precious no matter who you are, rich or poor, no matter the geographical location, whether you're in America or in Africa, marriage is ordained of God. And no matter the relationship with the Lord, believer or unbeliever, okay? God has ordained even unbelievers. God has ordained that as a man and a woman. He's not ordained this thing of what we used to call shacking up. You know what shacking up is? I don't even think they use that term anymore, you know? But anyway, no matter relationship, it's marriage is for everyone. Now, I did mention last week, and let me just hit this, that 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 14, tells believers, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Okay, so we're not to marry unbelievers, and we'll look at that in just a moment. I'm going to look in the book of Genesis and the book of 1 Corinthians here in just a moment, speak a little bit more of that. And then the last part of that verse is that, and the marriage is undefiled. The bed is undefiled. The word undefiled means pure and unsoiled. It is not dirty. It's the same word used in Hebrews chapter number 7, verse number 26, that describes our Lord. For such a high priest became us who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. So when it talks about the marriage, it also speaks about the marriage bed. And the marriage intimacy is a gift from God. It is not sinful, nor is it shameful between a man and a woman. God designed it as such. And it's to be within the bond of marriage between one man and one woman. Intimacy provides a God-given means for celebrating the marriage union. They become one through this union of intimacy. We looked at these verses of Scripture in Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 31. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and they shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. The word joined means to cleave upon, to cleave with. Okay, and in 1 Corinthians 6, 16, what? Know you not that he which is joined to a harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. So this thing of intimacy, it's a very serious thing. In the marriage and outside the marriage, and again, the two shall be one flesh. And we talked a little bit about that last week. Okay. Which brings us to the rest of the verse. But whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. And the whoremongers is defined as a man who prostitutes his body for another's lust for hire. An adulterer is one who is faithless toward God, ungodly, whether spiritual or physical, God will judge. And we looked at these two last week. There's a difference between fornication and adultery. Adultery is within the marriage bonds, okay? Fornication is anything not only within the marriage bonds, but anything without the marriage bonds, anything. I mean, that's fornication. If it's within the marriage bonds, it's adultery. If somebody steps out, are you following? There's a difference there, okay? Adultery and fornication are not the same. Adulterers refer to those who are not faithful in their marriage vows and have sex outside of their marriage vows. Fornication, whoremongers, refer to any and all sexual immorality. Satan in this world is doing everything they can to encourage sex outside of marriage, and they're doing everything they can to discourage it inside the marriage bed. Which brings me to this, what I want to speak about for the next half hour. Turn me to Genesis chapter number 1. Genesis chapter number 1, we talk about the marriage. It's ordained by God, and we see the first institution here of marriage in Genesis chapter 1, beginning in verse number 26. Genesis 1, 26. Now, you know this is on the sixth day. He's created for 5 days, creation on the sixth day. God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. Boy, I wish I could talk about that, but that's not the subject for the morning. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him. Male and female created he them. Very important. Again, I wish I could spend a little bit of time there. He created them male and female. Verse number 28. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Now, just so you have this in order, he created for 5 days. On the sixth day, God made animals. We read about the fowl and the animals. Then he created man. And we're going to read a little bit more in the order of things. Adam started naming these animals that God had brought to him, and it's not good that man should be alone. And on the sixth day, he still created Eve. All this happened on the sixth day. Okay. Verse number 31. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. I've stated this over and over and over again. The first 5 days, when God finished that day of creation, he said it was good. Day one, he saw what he had done. He said it was good. Day two, it was good. Day three, day four, day five, it was good. But on day six, he said, it's very good. Why did he say that? Because he created man in his likeness and in his image, that one who would worship him, and it was very good.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.